It's the weekend show that's perfect for every country music station. It's Weekend in the Country with Craig Orndorff.
Craig is a very personal voice, very warm and welcoming, and I think it draws the listeners to him.
That's Jeremy Newbold, Program Director, WBIW Indianapolis, talking about nationally syndicated host Craig Orndorff. And here's Jack Davis from KAAM Dallas.
Very young-sounding voice. It would fit in with the age bracket somebody's might trying to reach. Very knowledgeable.
Jim Jones, General Manager, WSBG, Washington, D.C.
I think he's a solid broadcaster and does a lot of research and puts a lot of effort into the show.
Craig Orndorff is the host of Weekend in the Country, the two-hour weekend show that spotlights a memorable week in country music history with a countdown of that week's top 20 country hits.
But I love a rainy night. Play me some mountain music.
I like it, I love it, I want some more of it.
Oh, it was 1980-something.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Weekend in the Country.
1970-something.
Now, from week to week, we'll bounce around within our time frame, which ranges back as far as 1975 and as recent as 1999. But we won't just count down the top 20 hits. We'll examine our lives from that weekend with the big news stories of the day, tidbits from the culture, movies, television, sports, and some old commercials, too. I'm sure you'll get a kick out of that.
Weekend in the Country is available to your station, exclusively from syndication networks.
You guys are very easy to deal with.
Absolutely.
Now, check out Weekend in the Country for yourself. Then, send back the agreement to lock in your market.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Weekend in the Country. This is a show where we listen to the country music memories. And here's what we're all about. Each week here on the show, we'll have a countdown of the top 20 hits from that weekend of our selected year. Now, from week to week, we'll bounce around within our time frame, which ranges back as far as 1975 and as recent as 1999. But we won't just count down the top 20 hits. We'll examine our lives from that weekend with the big news stories of the day, tidbits from the culture, movies, television, sports, and some old commercials, too. I'm sure you'll get a kick out of that. So hopefully we'll evoke some old memories, some good memories, and maybe some things you even forgot about. We've gone back to the first weekend of January in 1987, and we're using the Hot Country Singles chart from Billboard Magazine this weekend, 31 years ago. And kicking off our countdown today at number 20, here's Ronnie Millsap, How Do I Turn You On?
I'd like to be a fly on your wall when you think you're
Robbinsville, North Carolina, that's Ronnie Millsap, now 43 years old, and How Do I Turn You On? At number 20 this weekend in 1987. That song's on its way up to number 1, and that'll be his 31st of all time. Now, Ronnie's first top 10 single came back in 1973. It was I Hate You. Well, the woman who's one spot higher on the countdown this week debuted the year before, but she's 15 years younger. It's Tanya Tucker. And this weekend, the 28-year-old Tucker is at number 19. I'll Come Back as Another Woman.
You never gave me back the love I gave to you. You just gave me half your heart, and that half wasn't true.
I'll Come Back as Another Woman. That's Tanya Tucker at number 19 this weekend in 1987. And this has solidified the comeback of Tanya Tucker after not having a big hit for about 5 years. And the reason for her disappearance from the charts? She's been battling alcohol and substance abuse. But now she's getting help, and she's at the start of the longest successful period of her career. It's the first weekend of January 1987 on today's Weekend in the Country. And here in the USA, the President of the United States is Ronald Reagan. Our population, 243 million. And here 31 years ago, we have some new aviation heroes. In December, the Rutan Voyager flew around the world without refueling.
10 feet, 6 feet, 3 feet, 2 feet, 1 foot.
And touchdown.
That was Dan Rather as part of the CBS Live coverage of the touchdown at Edwards Air Force Base in California. Voyagers return after a circumnavigation, nonstop, and without refueling. 9 days, 3 minutes, 44 seconds. And we head back to the countdown now from this first weekend of January 1987. We're soaring toward number one, but we stop off at number 18 for Lyle Lovett, Cowboy Man. This 29-year-old Texan, Lyle Lovett, with Cowboy Man. Not your traditional cowboy man, because he's got a degree in journalism and German from Texas A&M. Cowboy Man's at number 18 this week, headed up to number 10 for his first, and it would turn out to be his only, top 10 record. Well, the singer just ahead has had plenty of top 10s, and this is going to be another one. Eddie Rabbit's at number 17, Gotta Have You.
Standing at the window waiting for the light. I was a fool in first degree, and I gotta have you. Nothing's ever gonna be right if I don't have you.
35-year-old Brooklyn native Eddie Rabbit, Gotta Have You. He's got a connection to another artist on the chart. He wrote Ronnie Millsap's Pure Love and also Kentucky Rain for Elvis Presley. I didn't know that. Gotta Have You is Eddie's only hit single of the year. It's at number 17 this week, on its way up to number 9 as we head up to number 1 this week in 1987 as we listen to the memories on Weekend in the Country. Today on Weekend in the Country, we've turned the calendar back to the first weekend of January in 1987. We're counting down the big country hits from this week 31 years ago. And we're up to number 16 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart with our only collaboration in the top 20. Yes, collaboration. I can't call it a duet because there's six singers. MCA Records has brought together two family groups, the Bellamy Brothers and the Forrester Sisters. Too much is not enough. Record number 16 this week in 1987, Too Much Is Not Enough. The Bellamy Brothers from Florida, David and Howard, and the Forrester Sisters from Georgia, Kathy, June, Kim, and Christy. That was making its way off the charts after spending a week at number 1, the 9th chart topper for the Bellamys, the 4th for the ladies. Well, here in 1987, what's making news? The Iran-Contra affair, that's for sure. Back in November, news came out that profits from a covert weapons sale to Iran were illegally diverted to the anti-communist Contra rebels in Nicaragua. President Reagan announced that former Senator John Tower would head a commission to look into the scandal. The new Congress would convene on Tuesday, and the Iran-Contra report was the number one issue.
The outgoing chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee waved the committee's 133-page report on the Iran-Contra affair in the air on the Senate floor this afternoon, pleading, along with other Republicans, for the document's immediate release.
A partial report from Britt Hume, then with ABC News. This would go on for months and months on into the summer. On the televised hearings, Oliver North, Fawn Hall, remember her? John Poindexter smoking his pipe. The Iran-Contra affair heating up here in January of 1987, and we head back to the countdown now. And coming in at number 15, a pop star who does get backing vocals from the hottest country group around. This is Lionel Richie, accompanied by Alabama.
Deep river woman, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Just anticipate my love.
38-year-old Lionel Richie, accompanied by Alabama on Deep River Woman. Richie is an Alabama native from Tuskegee. He played tennis at Tuskegee Institute, but he dropped out and thought about becoming an Episcopal priest. Instead, he gave music a shot, and in 1968 joined a group called the Commodores. He became their lead singer and had a successful run with them until 82. Then he went solo, and last year released his double platinum album, Dancing on the Ceiling. And that huge pop album contained a country song, Deep River Woman. Number 15 this week in 1987, it made it to number 10. Well, the singer at number 14 this week is also 38 years old. This is Gary Morris and Leave Me Lonely.
Feed me lonely, leave me alone. I got somebody special waiting back home. She saves her love for me. The matter is one man, faithful and true. to you.
There's Gary Morris and Leave Me Lonely on the way to number one. That would be his fourth all-time and would turn out to be his last. And it's holding position number 14 this weekend in 1987, which is where we've gone today on Weekend in the Country. This is Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've gone back to the first weekend of January in 1987. And we're counting down the biggest hits in the USA from this weekend 31 years ago, according to the Hot Country Singles Chart in Billboard magazine. And we resume the climb to number one with record 13. Here's John Conley, The Carpenter.
Let us now praise the carpenter and the things that he made, and the way that he lived by the tools of the trade. He'll be quick as a chisel, fair as a plane, Lord, and true as a leather. You'll be straight as a chalk line, right as a rule. You'll be square.
Record number 13 this weekend in 1987. That's John Conley, The Carpenter. That's heading up to number six for the 40-year-old Conley from Versailles, Kentucky, and it comes from his album, Harmony. Well, it's the weekend. That means we gotta head to the grocery store and pick up a few things. And by the way, the average wage in America here in 1987, $18,500. And as we hit the market this weekend, a gallon of milk is $2.25. We'll pick up a loaf of bread for about 50 cents, ground beef $1.29 a pound, and the sirloin steak advertised for $2.19 a pound this weekend. And we can grab a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola for 87 cents. Oh, I have to wash my hair too, so I'll grab some shampoo for $1.30. Although it'll be a little bit more for the fancy stuff, you know, the kind that makes us look amazing.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Pantene shampoos and conditioners.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Do you remember those ads from Pantene? Yeah. And that one featured Kelly LeBrock, who was in Weird Science and The Lady in Red. Can't forget her either. All right, well, let's not forget about the countdown, the host says to himself as we get back to number 12. Here's Paik McIntyre and Bad Love.
Ain't no bad love, never seen bad love, no such thing as bad love.
Record number 12 this day in 1987, Bad Love from Paik McIntyre. That's as high as the tune would get for the 33-year-old Del Stanley McIntyre from Chalky, Oklahoma, the older brother of Reba. And she's a little further up the countdown with a solo record, and also she's part of the number one hit this week. Yes, part of the number one song. We'll let you think about that as we look back to early January of 87 on Weekend in the Country. Today on Weekend in the Country, we've gone back to early January 1987. And on our TVs this season, actually one show not on our TVs anymore, is Search for Tomorrow. It ended on December 26th after 35 years, and it was the longest-running non-news program on the networks. What's new? Oprah Winfrey went national, syndicated on September the 8th. Fox Broadcasting debuted on October 9th. They launched at 11 p.m. Eastern that night with The Late Show, hosted by Joan Rivers. Well, in the ratings this year, NBC is the top network, led by its Thursday night lineup. And shows 1, 2, and 3 come in order. The Cosby Show, Family Ties, and Cheers. The big night for CBS is Sunday with 60 Minutes and Murder, She Wrote. And Tuesdays are for ABC, Who's the Boss, Growing Pains, and Moonlighting. Now, some of the new programs, along with L.A. Law, Head of the Class, Designing Women, Amen, and Alf.
Why do you keep comparing me to E.T.? I'm nothing like E.T. You know, someday, Willie, someone from Melmac's going to ask me what you're like. And I'm going to say, well, did you ever see The Nutty Professor?
Paul Fusco, the puppeteer and the voice of Alf. Monday night at 8 o'clock on NBC here in 1987. And we're back to the countdown from this weekend 31 years ago at number 11. Here's Judy Rodman. She thinks that she'll marry.
He keeps her in diamonds. He brightens her days. Flies her in style to the cities he plays. No, she never will.
Riverside, California native Judy Rodman, who sang background for big stars such as Johnny Cash, Tammy Wynette, and Ray Charles. Well, now she's got people singing background for her. She's at number 11 this week in 1987, She Thinks That She'll Marry. And it's the follow-up to her number one hit, Until I Met You. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. We'll take a break and then come back with the top 10 records from this weekend in 1987 on Weekend in the Country. This is hour number two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And what we're doing every week here is a look back to some days gone by in the world of country music. We'll count down the 20 biggest hits in the USA from the weekend of our selected year. Now, we could just play all the records, that would be fine, but we'll also get a little taste of what it was like back in the day with news and sports, a little politics, TV, movies, and some old commercials, too. It's a little trip down memory lane here on Weekend in the Country. And today, we're counting down the biggest hits from the first weekend of January in 1987, and we're in the top 10 now. And record number 10 is the first hit for the two-man group, the O'Kanes.
Oh, darling, why?
Oh, darling, that's the O'Kanes with record number 10 this weekend in 1987. And that's as high as it would get on Billboard's Hot Country Singles Survey. Now, it's not the first time on the chart for half of the duo. Kieran Kane had a few solo hits a couple of years back. But now he's teamed up with Jamie O'Hara, who was a college football player at Indiana University before an injury ended his career, so he went into music. And since we're talking about college football, let's take a look at sports from this weekend in 1987. And college football had a national championship game this year, in a sign of things to come. Two independent schools were undefeated at the end of the season, Miami and Penn State. Well, neither was locked into a New Year's Day bowl game, so the Fiesta Bowl negotiated a deal with both schools and with NBC. Normally, they had the Fiesta Bowl in the afternoons on New Year's Day, but they convinced NBC to move it to primetime, Friday night, and it paid off, becoming the highest-rated college football game in TV history. And the game was a thriller.
Fourth and goal from the 13. Testaverde throws. He's intercepted! And Penn State will win the national championship!
Gil Santos with the Penn State Radio Network. And that is sports from this weekend in 1987. And we head back to the countdown now. At number 9, here's Dan Seals. You Still Move Me.
I've often wondered, what would I do if I found you alone like this? God, you move me.
There's 40-year-old Dan Seals from McKamey, Texas. You Still Move Me at number 9 this weekend in 1987. But that's still moving up the charts, headed to number 1, his fourth straight chart topper. And he'll have 5 more number 1s in a row after this one. Now, the singer at number 8 had a string of 8 straight number 1s earlier in the decade. And he also made it there this past summer with one of the singles from his latest album, It Still Rains in Memphis. It's T.G. Shepherd. And here's his follow-up, Half Past Forever.
I'm not ashamed to say I love you, even if you don't love me. I'll hold my love for you till I'm blue in the hole.
That's T.G. Shepherd, Half Past Forever, at number 8 this week in 1987. That's his stage name. He took that because he was working on the business side of RCA Records under his own name, obviously, William Browder. But then he was offered a recording contract with another label, so he had to come up with a pseudonym. He picked a pretty good one there, T.G. Shepherd. And Half Past Forever would make it to number 2. And actually, his next two records would make it to the runner-up spot, and he'd never get that high on the charts after that. Oh, he's all right, though. He had 14 number ones. He's doing just fine. And that includes here today in 2018. He's going strong, touring all over the country. Well, let's get back to 1987 now as we continue our climb toward number 1, pausing at number 7 for a guy who's had a lot of number ones of his own. Here's Conway Twitty. He He's 53 years old, but still making hits. That's Conway Twitty at number 7 this week in 1987, Fallin' for You for Years. He'll top that out at number 2. We've got 6 more records till we get to number 1 from this weekend in 1987, and we're listening to the memories on Weekend in the Country. Today's stroll down memory lane on Weekend in the Country has taken us back 31 years to the first weekend of January 1987. And we're closing in on the top country record in the USA this weekend. But first, we're going to stop off and visit Don Williams. He's at number 6. Then it's Love.
Some people say that love is a rose. Maybe they've hit it right on the nose. If it makes your world go round, then it's love. Well, if it makes your world go round, then it's love.
Ooh. There's 47-year-old Don Williams, Then It's Love. At number 6 this week in 1987, it would top out at number 3. And now it's movie time from this weekend in 1987. Let's see what's up on the big screen this weekend 31 years ago. Well, the Trekkies are in the theater because Star Trek IV is out, The Voyage Home. There's Clint Eastwood in Heartbreak Ridge. Harrison Ford stars in The Mosquito Coast. But by far the most popular picture, it's Crocodile Dundee. It stars Paul Hogan and Linda Kozlowski.
You got a light, buddy?
Yeah, sure, kid.
And your wallet.
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Paul Hogan is Crocodile Dundee, one of the biggest movies here in January of 1987. And we have 5 big records to go before we reach the top of the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart this week in 87. That's familiar territory for the Family Act at number 5. Here are the Judds, Cry Myself to Sleep.
I tried so hard, you know I can't do more. It's the turn of the card. Close of the door. Cry myself to sleep. Cry myself to sleep.
From Ashland, Kentucky, the Judds, Naomi and Winona. Cry Myself to Sleep. That's en route to being their 8th consecutive number 1. Well, let's look a little bit more into our world here in 1987. Well, if you didn't get the clothes you were hoping for Christmas, you can head out this weekend and maybe pick up a new suit from Joseph A. Bank for $210. Maybe Santa didn't bring you that CD player you were hoping for, a new one from Pioneer, $198. Remember, CDs were pretty new here in 87. Well, maybe a television is what you really wanted, a Sony Remote Control TV, $313, and a Whirlpool refrigerator, $287 this weekend. Ooh, that was work getting that refrigerator in. Now we got to fill it up.
I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Miller Lite. What a profound concept. It's got a third less calories than I probably thought it didn't even have. Plus, it tastes as great as you expect. If it had more calories than it didn't have in the first place. Think about that.
What a lineup of all-stars they had pitching for Miller Lite. And that one made us scratch our heads. Yogiisms from Yogi Berra. Here in January of 1987. And we head back to the countdown. And we just heard the Judds, who are from Ashland, Kentucky. Well, just about an hour south of there is the stomping grounds of Ricky Skaggs. He's from the unincorporated community of Cordell. And he's at number 4 this week with Love's Gonna Get You Someday.
I won't need you to want me just the way I wanted you. And I felt really foolish when you found somebody new. Love's gonna get you someday.
Since 1981, every single that Ricky Skaggs has released has made the top 10. And the streak continues with Love's Gonna Get You Someday. And here in early 1987, it's at its peak of number 4. As we're looking back 31 years today on Weekend in the Country, I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've gone back to the first week of January in 1987, and we're counting down the biggest hits according to the Hot Country Singles Chart of Billboard Magazine. And we're up to number 3 with Reba McEntire.
The kid down the street mows the grass every week. The neighbor next door fixed the roof where it leaked. Santa
31-year-old Reba McEntire, song number 3 this week in 1987, What Am I Gonna Do About You? And as I mentioned before, she's also a part of the number 1 hit, which is coming up in just a few minutes. And by the way, What Am I Gonna Do About You will be at number 1 in just a couple of weeks. You know, I'd like to take a quick glance back even further from our showcase here. I think we'll make this a regular segment, a classic country hit. And today we go back to the first weekend of January in 1963 when the number one record belonged to Marty Robbins.
I said hello to the man I tried to win your hand a long time ago. I tried to smile as he talked of the days when he was your beau. Ruby Ann took the hand of his poor, poor man. Ain't true love a funny thing?
Number one this weekend in 1963, 55 years ago, Marty Robbins, Ruby Ann. That's a bonus memory for you today on Weekend in the Country. On today's Weekend in the Country, we're up to the top two songs from this weekend in 1987. And in the runner-up position, it's Michael Johnson, Give Me Wings.
He asked her, what gifts can I bring you to prove that my love for you is true? Give me wings.
Forty-two-year-old Michael Johnson from Alamosa, Colorado, is making the transition from pop singer to country singer. And he's on a pretty good track as he has the number two record this weekend in 1987 with Give Me Wings. Next week, he'll be at the top of the chart. So who's there this weekend? Well, that's coming up in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at the top news stories from this first weekend of January, 1987.
Good evening. A deadly train wreck near Baltimore. At least 12 killed, more than 100 injured when a crowded Amtrak train collided with three locomotives. The White House doctor says four polyps removed from President Reagan's colon today appear non-cancerous. Mr. Reagan is scheduled for prostate surgery tomorrow, then a further cancer checkup.
Do you remember those one-minute news breaks in primetime TV? Well, that one we saw this Sunday night, Bob Kerr of NBC News. And those were the stories in the headlines this weekend in 1987. And at the top of the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart this week is Hank Williams Jr. The 37-year-old is a bona fide superstar. He's had a string of hit singles and best-selling albums, and in a recent article, he said he's having a great time. He works when he wants to, spending time at his four homes with his wife Becky and their three kids. He hunts, hikes, camps, and more now, he's going by his nickname, Bocephus. His dad gave him that moniker after seeing a ventriloquist at the Opry. And Junior's at number one this week with a cover of one of his dad's songs. Here's Hank Williams Jr. and a number of friends, rowdy and otherwise. Reba McEntire, Tom Petty, the Reverend Ike, and Willie Nelson. Mind your own business.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. Cause me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, you'll be busy all the time.
With assistance from Reba McEntire, Tom Petty, the Reverend Ike, and Willie Nelson, that's Hank Williams Jr. and Mind Your Own Business. That's his eighth number one record, and it's topping the charts for a second week here in January of 1987. Well, my friends, we're all out of time. Nice of you to stop by for a little bit, and I hope you have a great week. I'm Craig Orndorff, and I'll see you right back here next time on Weekend in the Country.
Call Syndication Networks toll-free or send back the agreement now to lock in your market. Fire up your weekends with Weekend in the Country with Craig Orndorff. Great ratings and revenue for your station.
Syndication Networks.